What up? What's going on? It's your boy Keith back with another Keith's commentary. Today was a great day. An exceptional day, amazing day. Just a day of that I'm able to see things just happening in real time. You know, a couple months ago, you know, I asked God to put me in certain positions, you know, and God does what you ask him to if you're faithful, if you're trusting. And those two, trusting and being faithful, they run together. And, you know, I'm just so grateful and so thankful, you know, to see things. And I often try to pay attention to movement. I try to pay attention to movement, to signs, you know, and I'm not talking about, you know, Taurus or Aquarius, Leos or anything like that, but just signs and, you know, things shifting. And I try to pay attention and put myself in position. And today was just a great day where I've been able to witness and see some connection happen. And one of the things that, you know, I've been talking about is gratitude, you know, waking up and having that gratitude, thankful. And, you know, what we do is sometimes we carry over some negative attitudes from the day before. And one of the things that I wanted to share was, don't mess up today because of yesterday. Don't mess up today because of yesterday. So life is life, right? We work in, having conversations with people. We have people above us, decisions that's being made, situations that we're put into that we feel as if we're above that. And things get ruffled. And this is just 8 hours at work. I'm not even talking about at home. Conversations happen, feelings, emotions. And sometimes we tend to carry that feeling, that emotion over to the next day versus wiping yesterday away. We learn from yesterday. We learn from those experiences from the days before. But simply just wipe it away and start off with a new day. Because carrying that negative, those negative behaviors, those thoughts, those ideas, you know, sometimes we wake up with that and it starts our day off. It starts how we think, starts how we operate. At times we're assuming, before we even have a conversation with whomever we've had some differences with, at work or wherever, we created a conversation with that individual in our mind already, and we hadn't had a chance to see him yet. And it happens, you know. I think sometimes it's just natural. So we have to figure out how to not make that happen. So don't mess up today because of yesterday. And when that creativity happens in your mind, those conversations happen in your mind, because I'm laughing because it happens. It's natural. My supervisor got on my nerves yesterday. I wasn't really feeling, you know, the position she put me into. We had a conversation yesterday, but I forgot to say about 5 things. I can't wait to get up in there today so I can say this. You walking into work with that attitude already from yesterday. So don't mess up today because of yesterday. Walk in there with a fresh new attitude. When you wake up, a fresh new attitude. I wonder if when we lay down to go to sleep, is that symbolic to turning the computer off, right? So something's been going on with my phone. And I remember years ago, my boy told me, he works with computers. He said, yo, dog, you got to remember, your phone is still a computer. You got to turn it off and let it reboot. And these last couple of days, I don't know if it was just an upgrade or not, I had to remember, yo, let me let this boot reboot. Let me turn it off longer than that 15 seconds that's required and let it reboot. I wonder if our sleep is the same thing, right? That when we lay down, it is that time to let things go. Whatever happens during the course of the day, whatever emotion transpired, that it's time to let it go. Especially if it's an unhealthy emotion, and begin to, in the old church, they say let go and let God, right? So letting that go versus letting it ruminate in your mind. And I'm guilty of that as well at times. I easily can say I'm guilty of that. So I wonder if laying down at night is an opportunity for us to let feelings, emotion, just go. Just like a computer. And we reboot the first thing in the morning. What we do sometimes is the first thing in the morning, we pick that emotion right back up. I can't wait to get up in here. I can't wait to see her. Oh, I'm going to let her have it. Versus rebooting, starting off fresh. Having the mentality to win the day, right? So this day, I'm going to win. I would often say, you know, Friday, I think, is my favorite day of the week. So I always look forward to Friday. And I'm working. I'm looking forward to Friday where it's like, all right, it's almost 3. It's almost 3:30. We out of this piece at 4. I'm out of this piece at 4. The weekend ahead of me, whether I have plans or not. So I look forward to that day because I value that day. What happens if we put a large amount of value on every day? Would our mentality shift? Because if we think about the day, today, we've never seen today before. I don't care when you listen to this podcast, this conversation, this commentary, you've never seen this day before, ever. So why don't we put a high value on the day, right? We value our clothes, we value our sneaks. You know, I see young people, they don't want creases in some of their sneaks, so they walk different. They put plastic on the bottom of their soles. They got plastic over some of their clothes. It's because there's a high value on that material. What happens if we value and we put a high value on a day? You know, I think, and I wonder if it shifts our mentality, right? I wonder if it shifts our mentality to now, because this day I've never seen, I'm going to win this day. I've never seen it before. Someone said to me, they said, yo, Keith, yo, you know, I've checked out some of your podcasts. You know, I've watched and listened to you for a while, and I've known you for a while. How does it feel to be in a position to help people? And, you know, it kind of stumped me, you know, because it's not about me. It's about the individual. And I think I found my purpose at a young age when it comes to supporting and helping people and being that bridge, you know. I think is an amazing thing. I remember the saying that Gandhi had, that the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in other people. And that stuck with me. You know, that stuck with me. Is to lose yourself, in the service of others. Is to lose yourself in a service of others. Could you imagine going to work, going to a place where the day before there was some turmoil, there was some conflict, words have been exchanged, there were some differences. Could you imagine going back to that place the very next day and losing yourself in the service of others, what that would look like? Because then it's about other people, right? And it's not about your feelings and it's not about your emotions. So I think that would be an interesting perspective. And you're adding value to what your day looks like. So when I answered them, I spoke with them, you know, I talked to them about, you know, I told them a little bit about my history working with youth and different things. And I asked them a question, in me finding my purpose, one of my questions was, what did you see someone else do good today? What did you see someone else do good today? It brings a whole different perspective to your day because you're not focused on yourself. You're more so looking at others in observing way too, not just watching and seeing what other people doing. You know, checking them out. Are they, you know, are they servicing others? Are they doing it for themselves? But what did you see other people do that was good today? You know? And my question goes back to, don't mess up today, or my statement, don't mess up today because of yesterday. I really do believe God grants us another day so it can be better than yesterday, so we can do it all over again. Could you imagine being that individual on Groundhog Day? Like, at first it was cool because you were able to go back and perfect the day, the movie Groundhog. But after a while, it became redundant. You wanted something new. And God gives us that. Like, that new day. He gives us that new day, that other day, to start fresh, to start new, you know, to win, and not to carry those feelings, those, that unhealthy thought process, those same behaviors, the negativity to that same day, because then you become that groundhog doing the same thing over again. So leave the negativity, the unhealthiness with the day before, and understand that you don't want to mess up today because of yesterday. This is Keith's commentary. It's your boy Keith, man.